Blog Talk Radio.
Joining us on Blog Talk Radio, or the Chautauqua Morning Devotional Worship Program, Osarian Resurrection Series, verse 127. This is Sunday, June 12th, 38,782, according to the ancient African Kemetic calendar, based on the Great Year System of Time Reckoning, or 2016. According to the readjusted Western Gregorian calendar. I am Shems Haru Mariatim. If you are a first-time listener, Chautauqua means hidden divinity, also known as the ancient Kemetic Egyptian mysteries. The purpose of the devotional program is one of calling out to the divine, gods and goddesses, or what are also known as the cosmic energies that are within us. We do this through performing our altar rituals, prayers, chanting, and singing, both Ua meditation and the Tef Netzeru Semepaut, known as the movements of the gods and goddesses, which is our yoga posture system, are also an integral part of Chautauqua Netzer spiritual tradition. This allows the divine to grace us with her or his presence and move closer to us. It is establishing and engendering a devotional feeling and love for the divine, creating a divine communion and love for him, her, and all aspects of being, harmonizing one's feelings and emotions, and leading to the ultimate unity of the individual self with the divine self. This is part of the Shetty disciplines of Uashu. You are welcome to join us by following along in all aspects of our program. There are two books that will be used: the chants, prayers, how to create your altar, and most of the songs that you will hear can be found in the devotional worship book by Dr. Moata Ashby. The listening to the teaching segment of this morning's program will be taken from African Religion, Volume 4, Osarian Theology by Dr. Moata Ashby. Be sure to register for a free membership at our new interactive website, www.egyptianyoga.com. Your free membership will give you access to an extensive resource of information. You will enjoy a continuous stream of devotional hymns, the Natarian Creed, Hesu-Amun, video, Q&A about Kemetic culture, spirituality and lifestyle, and ancient teachings presented by our temple high priest and priestess. Also, click on our go-to bookstore link to obtain copies of your very own devotional worship books and preview our extensive selection. Shems Arit Neter Es Meri Ma'ati and Shems Tut Aku Aset Ma'at are members of the Simi Institute and the Shetel Neter Temple of Aset under the leadership of Seba Ma, Dr. Mu'ata Ashby, and Seba Ja, Dr. Karen Ashby. We are initiates of the Temple of Aset. And with that, greetings, Uja.
Uja, greetings. Exciting. Vanessa.
Uja,
how are you?
To you both.
Uja.
I'm doing great. How about you both?
Wonderful this morning. It's great. Morning. I hear the birds singing. I hear the birds singing. That's always a good thing.
That is a wonderful thing. Wonderful thing.
Dua, a tap. Okay, so with that, let's begin our ritual for today. And we do this by first kneeling before our altar, facing east towards the sun. With our hands raised up and our palms facing outward towards our altar. This is the dual posture. Next, we're going to prostrate before our altar, and we do this by gently bowing our heads and touching our foreheads on the ground. And this is a sign of humility towards our higher self. Rising up now, move towards your altar and proceed to uncover it. And uncovering the altar symbolizes the removing of the veil of ignorance and delusion. Next, we're going to light the candle. And the lighting of the candle symbolizes the Aku, which is the divine light within that needs to be awakened. Next, we continue by lighting our incense. And the lighting of the incense symbolizes the fragrance of our personality. Next, we're going to pour libations. And we do this by pouring water from one vessel to another in a continuous fashion. And this symbolizes the one point of flow of the mind towards the divine. Now continue by placing your morning offering, your arit, at your altar in front of the image of divinity. Now return to a comfortable seated position, either on the floor with your legs crossed, or in a chair with your feet firmly planted on the ground. But either case, just make sure that your back is straight. And now let's take a few deep breaths together. As you inhale deeply, expand your abdomen. And as you exhale, contract your abdomen towards your spine. Inhale. And exhale. And now we'll continue by uttering the first prayer of the morning, which is the chant of the divine offering. And the chant of the divine offering is the formula for enjoining that the divine may reciprocate with our desire. It is to be recited 4 times. Call and respond. Ochadina sumetara. Anpu epwap neptajasar. Perkiri. Kakaped. Sinetari makiru.
Otep dina sunetara Anpu epwakne tajasur Perkedu kakape Dinete ari makeru
Otep dina sunetara Anpu epwap neptajasar Perkeru kakapet Sinetari makeru
Otebdi nesunetara Anpu epwap neptajasar Perkeru kakapet Dinete ari makeru.
Ote dine sunetara. Anpu epwap neptarjasar. Perkeru kakapet. Sinetari makeru.
Otep dine sunetara Anpu wep ne tajasur Perkedu kakape sinete arimakeru
Otep dine sunetara Anpu wep ne tajasur Perkeru kakape sinetari makeru.
Otabine sinetera Anpu wep netajasur Perkeru kakape Dinete ari makeru. An offering has been given to the Supreme Divinity and to Anpu and Wetwet, lords of the sacred land. The spoken offering is 1,000 beef, complete maleness, 1,000 geese, complete femaleness. This causes the divine to make one true speech, an enlightened being. Attack.
Now it's time for the Unitarian Creed, What We Believe. As a Unitarian, I follow the ancient African Kemetan religious path of Shetout Meter, which teaches about the mysteries of the Supreme Being Nebuchadnezzar, the all-encompassing divinity. I believe that from Nebuchadnezzar proceed all the Neteru, the gods and goddesses, and all the world, and the entire universe. Since Nebuchadnezzar manifests as a Neteru, Nebuchadnezzar can be worshipped as a god or a goddess. I believe that there is only one supreme being, Nebuchadnezzar, and that the gods and goddesses are expressions of the one supreme being, Nebuchadnezzar. As a Neterian, I strive to come into harmony with the gods and goddesses, the Neteru, By developing within my personality the different virtuous and divine qualities they symbolize, this will lead me closer to Nebuchadnezzar. As an Aterian, I also believe that supreme being I call Nebuchadnezzar is the same supreme being that is worshipped by other religions under different names. I believe that Nebuchadnezzar established all creation on the Ma'at, righteousness, truth, and order, and that my actions, termed Ari, determine the quality of life I lead and experience. If I act with Ma'at, positive Ari, my path will be free of suffering and pain. When I forget Ma'at and act in an unrighteous manner, negative Ari, I invite suffering and pain into my life. As an Aterian, I believe when my body dies, my heart's actions will be examined against Ma'at. If it is found that I have held Ma'at during my lifetime, I will have positive Ari, and my Aku, spirit, will become one with Nebuchadnezzar for all eternity. This is called Nihat, the spiritual awakening, enlightenment. If it is found that I acted with selfishness and greed, I will have negative Ari, and my Ba, soul, will suffer after death, and then be reincarnated again to live in the world of time and space again. This is called Uhimak, reincarnation. As an Aterian, I believe in the teaching of Shem Su, following the path of Shetout Netter, by practicing the disciplines of Sheti, which include study of the wisdom teaching, Rekab, devotion to God, Uwashu, acting with righteousness, Ma'at, and meditation, Uwa. Nebuchadnezzar provided the Shetitu, the spiritual teaching that was written in the Medu Netter, the hieroglyphic scripture, so that the Shemsu, the followers, might study the wisdom teaching of Shetout Netter. The two most important Aterian scriptures are the Pert Imharu and the Asu Amu, and the most important Aterian myth is the Asarian resurrection. By the practice of the disciplines of Sheti, I will discover the Shetau, the mysteries of life, and become Ma'akaru, pure of heart. I will become one with God even before death, and I will discover supreme peace, abiding happiness, and fulfillment of my life purpose, and promote peace and harmony for the world. Hashem.
Hashem. Now, we will have the four great truths of Shetout Netter. Call and response. Netter, Ua Ua, Nebuchadnezzar Im Netteru.
Pa Netter, Ua Ua, Nebuchadnezzar
Im Netteru. Pa Netter, Ua Ua, Nebuchadnezzar Im Netteru.
Pa Netter,
Ua Ua, Nebuchadnezzar Im Netteru.
Pa Netter, Ua
Ua, Nebuchadnezzar Im Netteru. Pa Netter, Ua Ua, Nebuchadnezzar Im Netteru.
Pa Netter, Ua Ua, Nebuchadnezzar Im Netteru.
The Netter, the Supreme Being, is one and alone, and is Nebuchadnezzar, manifesting everywhere and in all things in the form of gods and goddesses. Commentary.
Nebuchadnezzar means all-encompassing divinity, the all-inclusive, all-embracing spirit, which pervades all, and who is the ultimate essence of all. This first truth unifies all the expressions of Kemetic religion.
An ma'at svi sayuse sekamam.
An ma'at svi sayuse sekamam.
An ma'at svi sayuse sekamam.
An ma'at svi sayuse. They come in.
An ma'at svi sayuse sekamim.
An ma'at svi sayuse sekamim.
An ma'at svi sayuse sekamim.
Lack of righteousness brings fetters to the personality, and these fetters lead to ignorance of the divine. Commentary. When a human being acts in ways that contradict the natural order of nature, negative qualities of the mind will develop within that person's personality. These are the afflictions of Set. Set is the netadu of egoism and selfishness. The afflictions of Set include anger, hatred, greed, lust, jealousy, envy, gluttony, dishonesty, hypocrisy, etc. So to be free from the fetters of Set, one must be free from the afflictions of Set.
Say washu, say nafu, and sayu 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 set. Devotion to the divine leads to freedom from the fetters of Set. Commentary. To be liberated, nafu, which means freedom, to breathe, from the afflictions of Set, one must be devoted to the divine. Being devoted to the divine means living by ma'at. Ma'at is a way of life that is purifying to the heart and beneficial for society, as it promotes virtue and order. Living by ma'at means practicing shedi, the spiritual practices and discipline. Uashu means devotion, and the classic pose of adoring the divine is called dua, standing or sitting with upraised hands facing outwards towards the image of the divinity.
Ari Sheri Rekabin Makeru.
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 Adi Shadi Rekabim Akeru.
Ari Shadi Rekabim Akeru.
Adi Shadi Rekabim Akeru. The practice of the Shadi disciplines leads to knowing oneself as a divine. This is called being true of speech. Commentary. Doing Shadi means to study profoundly, to penetrate the mysteries, to doubt, and discover the nature of the divine. There have been several practices designed by the sages of ancient Kemet to facilitate the process of self-knowledge. These are the religious Chitau traditions and the Sima, the Smai Tawi yogic disciplines related to them that augment the spiritual practice. All the traditions relate to teachings of the sages by means of myths related to particular gods or goddesses. It is understood that all of these Netsaru are related, like brothers and sisters, having all emanated from the same source, the same supremely divine parent, who is neither male nor female, but encompasses the totality of the two. Hatap.
Hatap. And now we'll have recitation for Oshet in the morning. Open in prior A from the ancient Egyptian book of Coming Forth by Day. Duara kefu bana samaket avdatan pet. Anetej ra ke itiam kepera. Kepera keman neteru. Ka ke uben ke pasemut ke. Katian suten neteru. Irinet mutnud awi. And irini ni. Manu and a tepep to my heart, ear thrum. Adoration to Ra when he rises in horizon eastern. Homage to Ra coming forth as Kepera. Kepera, creator of the gods and goddesses, rise in thee, shine in thee, lighten up thy mother. Rise in as Lord, king of the gods and goddesses. Your mother Nut does an act of worship to you with both arms. Manu, the western horizon receives thee in peace, and Mahat embraces thee at the double season perennially. Attack.
Okay. Now it's time for adoration to Rahedakuti from the hymn to attend the Akhenaten. Dua Ankerakuti, Haim Akeh, Em Rene, Him Shu Em Aten, Diank Tajeta Hem Sutenong, Him Mat Neptawi. Nefer Keparura Ua in Ra. Adoration to the living Heru in the two horizons, residing in the horizon, in his name of Shu in the form of the sun disk, giving light forever and for eternity. This praise is sung by the king Akhenaten, the living in righteousness, Lord of the two lands, ancient Kemet, the good king in his name, creator, one with God, Hatem.
Hatem. Next we will have the prayer to Anpu. We invoke the assistance of the deity or cosmic force which removes obstacles to our success in spiritual practice. Enpu is the deity which leads souls through the narrow pathways of the Duat. Therefore, request the assistance of Enpu. who represents the discriminative intellectual ability so that you may distinguish the real from the unreal. O Anpuat, Anpu, opener of the ways, the roads of the north. O Anpu, opener of the ways, the roads of the south. The messenger between heaven and hell, displaying alternately a face black as night and golden as the day. He is equally watchful by day as by night. May Anpu make my thighs firm so that I may stand upon them. I have washed myself in the water wherein the god Anpu washed. When he performed the office of embalmer and bandager, my lips are the lips of Anpu. We will take 1 minute for silent meditation on a prayer to Anpu.
Next, we invoke the presence of the Satmahat. Who is the embodiment of wisdom and inner discovery of the divine. Aset is the mother of the universe, and she herself veils her true form as the supreme transcendental self. This veil of ignorance is only due to ignorance. Therefore, pray for Aset to make her presence known, which bestows instant revelation of her true form. This unveiling is a metaphor symbolizing the intuitional revelation of the divine or enlightenment in your mind. Aset is in your heart and only needs to be revealed. However, she can only reveal herself to the true aspirant, one who is devoted to her, the self, and her alone. Aset says, I, Aset, am all that has been, all that is or shall be, and no mortal man hath ever unveiled me.
The invocatory prayer to Aset. O benevolent Aset, who protected her brother Asar, who searched for him without weary, who traversed the land in mourning and never rested until she had found him. She who afforded him shadow with her wings and gave him air with her feathers, who rejoiced and carried her brother home. She who revived what was faint for the weary one, who received his seed and conceived an heir, and who nourished him in solitude while no one knew where he was. Aset saith, I have come to be a protector unto thee. I walked unto the air for thy nostrils, and the north wind which cometh forth from the god Tem unto thy nose. I have made whole for thee thy windpipe. I make thee to live like a god. Thine enemies have fallen under thy feet. I have made thy word to be true before Nut, and thou art mighty before the gods. And now let's pause 1 minute for silent meditation.
Now remember your spiritual preceptor, the person who taught you how to meditate. Thank them for their teaching and invoke their grace for success in your meditation. Have faith in your master's ability to lead you along the path of truth. The lips of the wise are as doors of a cabinet. No sooner are they opened, but treasures are poured out before you. Like onto trees of gold, arranged in beds of silver, our wise sentences uttered in due season.
Remember the following precepts. Have devotion of purpose. Have faith in your own ability to accept the truth. Have faith in your ability to act with wisdom.
Next, we will have the excerpts of chapter 33 of the Per-Imhuru from Contemporary Papyri. I have lived by righteousness and truth while on earth. I live in righteousness and truth. I feed upon right and truth in my heart. I have done what is required to live in harmony in society. And the gods and goddesses are also satisfied that I have worshipped rightly. I have done God's will. I have given bread to the hungry, water to the thirsty, clothes to the clotheless, and a boat to those who were shipwrecked. I made the prescribed offerings to the gods and goddesses, and I also made offerings in the temple to the glorious spirits. Therefore, protect me when I go to face the God. Amasuan Panatir, Sake Su Eminem Panatir, Adu Aduma Kiri Paheru. Give thyself to God, keep thyself daily for God, and let tomorrow be as today. Attempt.
Attack. And now we'll have our daily chants of Shatanatar and Simatali for morning worship. Om Amun Ra Pata. 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 Om Amun Ra Pata.
The one divine self manifesting as the trinity of witnessing consciousness, mind, and the physical universe.
All my far off at heaven. Oh, my star, I said it. 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 Oh, my star, I said, Harry. Oh, my star, I said, Harry.
The one divine self manifesting as the Trinity of the Divine Father, Mother, and Child.
Almighty Ma'akeru.
Almighty Ma'akeru.
Almighty Ma'akeru.
Almighty Ma'akeru.
Almighty Ma'akeru.
Om Atima Akeru.
Om Atima Akeru.
Om Atima Akeru. The one divine self manifesting as the dual goddesses of truth, of above and below, heaven and earth, assist me in attaining spiritual enlightenment.
Amasuam panater, sakasuam panater, atuanama kedipaharu.
Amasuam panater, sakasu eminent panater, atuanama kedipaharu.
Amasuam panater, sakasuam anantam panater, Atuanama Kediparu.
Amasu Impanache, Salke Su Impanache, Atuanima Kediparu.
Amasu Impanache, Salke Su Impanache, Atuanama Kediparu.
Amasu Impanache, Salke Su Impanache,
Atuanima Kedipaharu. Amasu Impanater, Sakisu Eminent Impanater, Atuanima Kedipaharu.
Amasu Impanater, Sakisu Eminent Impanater, Atuanima Kedipaharu. Give thyself to God, keep thou thyself daily for God, and let tomorrow be as today.
Hotep di, sanata iri metu watch.
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 Hotep di, sanata iri metu watch. Peace offering is made to propitiate that God may make the vascular system flourish. This is an invocation of health.
Duara, 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 kepera.
Duara, 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 kepera.
Duara, duara. Duara, 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 kethara. Duara, 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 kethara. Duara, 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 kethara. Duara, 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 kethara. Duara, 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 kethara.
Adoration to Ra, adoration to Ra, in the form of the Creator.
Dua saru nefer netera. Dua sar erabdu. Dua sar nebjeta. Dua sar sutenhe.
Dua saru nefer netera. Dua sar erabdu. Dua sar nebjeta. Dua sar sutin hay.
Dua sar unefer netera. Dua sar erabdu. Dua sar nebjeta. Dua sar sutin hay.
Dua sar unefer netera. Dua sar herabdu. Dua sar nebjeta. Dua sar sutin hay.
Dua sar unefer netera. Dua sar herabdu. Dua sar nebjeta. Dua sar sutin
hay. Dua sar nebjeta. Dua sar herabdu. Dua sar nebjeta.
Dua sar unefer netera. Dua sar herabdu. Dua sar nebjeta. Dua sar sutin
Dua sar unefer netera. Dua sar herabdu. Dua sar nebjeta. Dua sar sutin hay. Adoration to Asar, pure existence, exalted divinity. Adoration to Asar, innermost essence of Abdu, city of God. Adoration to Asar, Lord of forever. Adoration to Asar, King of eternity.
Nat nat duanat safrekera saniwa. Nat nat duanat safrekera saniwa. Na na duana safa kera sanywa.
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 Net, net, do I net, perfect care as anyone.
Net, net, do I net, perfect care as anyone. Goddess net, goddess net, adoration to goddess net. Remove your veil so that we may see your true form, creation unveiled, to see the divine self, spiritual enlightenment.
Do a head herune three times.
Do a head herune three times.
Do a head herune three times.
Do a head tattoo every time.
Do a head tattoo every time.
Do a head tattoo every time.
Do a head tattoo. Net three times.
Do a head tattoo. Net three times. Adoration to head tattoo, the great goddess.
Ma'at is the source of life. Ma'at is in everywhere you are. Rise in the morning with Ma'at. Live with Ma'at. Let every limb join with Ma'at. Let her guide your actions. Adoration to Goddess Ma'at, who is in everywhere you are. That's it.
Nab Madu, Nab Jadu, Erasut, Ahanataru, Dandi, you.
Nab Madu, Nab Jadu, Erasut, Ahanataru, Dandi, you.
Nab Madu, Nab Jadu, Erasut, Ahanataru, Dandi, you.
Nab Madu, Nezedu, Erasu, Ahana Teru Dendiu.
Nezedu, Nezedu, Erasu, Ahana Teru Dendiu.
Nezedu, Nezedu, Erasu, Ahana Teru Dendiu.
Nezedu, Najadu, Erasu, Ahana Teru Dandiyu.
Nebnetu, Nebjadu, Erasu, Ahana Teru Dandiyu. It means all words, all spoken about me from outside of me. For instance, others saying things about me, and also from inside me. For example, negative egoistic self-talk based on fear, anger, insecurity, frustration, etc. The Netaru, those gods and goddesses, together, they stand up for me on my behalf. Acha. Now it's time for our healing chant for headaches. Chant for headaches. Do a second. Do a second.
Goddess Sekhmet,
power, the life force energy. Adoration to Lady Aset, Lady of Wisdom and Healing Words of Power. Do for this child life, vitality, and health. Attack.
Now, we will have the prayer for the sick and shut-in. May Aset heal us as she healed Horu of all his pain, which his uncle Set had caused him when he killed his father Asar. O Aset, great of words of power, Hekau, heal us. Save the one from all the bad, evil, typhonic thing, from the demonic and deadly diseases and impurities of all kind which attack them, as you have saved and freed your son Haru. As I enter the fire and emerge from the water, may I not fall into the trap of that day saying, I am small and pitiable. O Ra, you who has spoken for your body. O Asar, you who pray for your manifestation. Ra speaks for his body. Asar prays for his manifestation. Free us from all possible evil, bad and typhonic things, from the demonic and deadly fevers of all kinds. Taken from the ancient Egyptian medicine Ebers Papyrus. Attempt.
We've now come to the segment of the program where we'll have the listen to the teaching. And we begin with the hymn to Asar. Glory to Asar, O Nefer, the great God within Abdu, King of Eternity, Lord of the Everlasting, who passeth through millions of years in his existence, held as son of the womb of Nut, engendered by Geb, the chief lord of the crowns of the north and south, lord of the lofty right crown. As prince of gods and of men, he has received the crook and the flail and the dignity of his divine fathers. Let thy heart, which is in the mountain of Amenta, be content, for thy son Heru is established upon thy throne. You are crowned Lord of Jeddu and ruler in Abdu. Through thee the world waxeth green in triumph before the might of Nebuchadnezzar. He leadeth in his train that which is and that which is not yet, in his name, Tahir Setanet. He toweth along the earth in triumph, in his name, Seker. He is exceedingly mighty and most terrible, in his name, Asar. He endureth forever and forever, in his name, Un-Nefer. Homage to thee, King of kings, Lord of lords, Prince of princes, who from the womb of Nut have possessed the world and have ruled all lands and accursed. Thy body is of gold, thy head is of azure, and emerald light encircleth thee. O Anne of millions of years, all pervading with thy body and beautiful in countenance in Tisus. Attest. And now we continue with verse 127 on page 122 of the e-book. As, then the composition of the female ones has more of wet and cold, but less of dry and warm. Accordingly, the soul which is shut in a plasm of this kind becomes relaxed and delicate, just as the contrary is bound to be in the case of males.
Verse 128.
Verse 128. For in their case, There is more of dry and warm, and less of cold and wet. Wherefore, the souls and bodies such as these are sturdy and more active.
Verse 129. And how do souls become intelligent, O mother mine? And Aset answered, the faculty of the intellect, my son, is swathed in wrapping. When these are dense and thick, the eye is dim. But when they're thin and light, then is the sight most seen. So is it also for the soul. For it, as well as envelopes, incorporeal appropriate to it, just as it is itself incorporeal. These envelopes are airs, which are in us. When these are light, thin, and clear, then is the soul intelligent. But, on the contrary, when they are dense, thick, and turbid, then vision and intuition is in bad weather. The soul sees not a distance, but only things which lie about its feet.
And now we'll go to the gloss for verse 125 through 129, found on page 240 of the e-book. The human being is not a simple life form. There are several layers through which the self operates in order to manifest the human being as well as creation. The universal soul, God, pure consciousness, emanates creation and all that is within it. All that is. The human being is like a ray of that emanation, and that ray refracts into several parts which compose all the levels of existence. Human consciousness may be compared to a reflection of the sun, which reflects in a pool of water. Human consciousness is a reflection of divine consciousness in the pool of gray matter, which composes the brain and nervous system. This idea is also evident in the relationship between the parts of the spirit called Ba and Ab.
The Ab is the heart or seat of the mind, and it is in the mind where the soul, the Ba, reflects. So the mind has no independent existence without the soul's sustaining life force and consciousness, and the individual human soul has no independent existence without the universal soul. Depiction: universal Ba. Then you have the individual Ba, or the soul, and then you have the individual ego, Ka, Ab, human personality, the heart, in that descending order. These levels of existence transfer into the four states of consciousness discussed in Chapter 5 in various levels of psycho-spiritual psychology related to the Uraeus serpent power system. See the book, The Serpent Power, by Dr. Mulata Ashby.
The universal Ba, or soul, or in other words, the consciousness of the Supreme Being, emanates and sustains each individual human being through the various parts of the human spirit. There are three basic bodies which the human being possesses, and these are further broken down into more specific parts. All of them emanate from the universal Ba, the self. The three basic parts of the human being are the universal self, which leads to the causal body, emanates to the astral body, and into the physical body. These bodies also relate to the bodies of the universe. The Nefer Neteru, the universal self, onto heaven, the Duat, and the earth.
Attack. This concludes the listening to the teaching segment of this morning's program. Dua Siba Ma, Dua Siba Ja. And now we'll transition into meditation. So let's prepare for our meditation and reflection on these teachings by finding a comfortable posture. Again, if you're sitting, just ensure that your back is straight and your shoulders are squarely above your hips. If you prefer to lie down, lay flat on your back with your arms and legs slightly apart. Take some deep breaths here. And as you utter the following words of power, visualize that your body, that you embody the qualities of the Metas and the Asariana. See their virtues becoming your virtues and gain insight into their way. This is the deification of your personality, invoking your power within to transform yourself into a Neta. Nipu Asar, Nipu Asar, Nipu Asar, Nipu Asar. 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 Nipu Haru, Nipu Haru, Nipu Haru, Nipu Haru. Nipu Haru, Nipu Haru, Nipu Haru, Nipu Haru. Nuk Ah, Nuk Ah, Nuk Ah, Nuk Ah. Look at, look at, look at, look at. I am pure, I am pure, I am pure, I am pure.
I am pure, I am pure, I am pure, I am pure.
Now, relax in silence for a few moments. Allowing the utterance to resonate in your mind and become a witness to whatever you see in your mind's eye. Take several deep breaths. And with each one, feel your body becoming lighter and more relaxed. Inhale and exhale. As you do so, visualize that life force energy from the universe is pouring into your body. This is the Heteru breath for replenishing and accumulating mental energy. Inhale and exhale. Feel revitalized and renewed. visualize that your body is rising up into the air above the clouds and into space. Now, visualize that you're in an astral plane. It is a dark realm, but it is not empty. Visualize that your body is made of pure light, and there are stars all about you. Experience the vast expanse of your surroundings and feel at ease in this realm. Now, further relax every muscle in your body. As you discover the peace and joy of expansion. Now, take flight by simply willing yourself to move up and away. Travel to the far reaches of this plane. Visit the stars and all the planets. There are worlds, galaxies, and universes which expand to infinity. Behold the beauty and majesty of the divine. Now relax. Allow the feeling of joy, immortality, infinity, and eternity to permeate every part of you. Nipu a star. I am a star. Now see in the distance a dark realm. It is the darkest place you have ever seen. No light emanates from or reaches this place. Nothing grows there. Come closer to this place and look into it. Even though there is nothing to be seen, you feel a strange affinity to this place. It is beckoning to you, calling your soul to enter. You cannot explain it, but somehow it feels warm, loving, and complete. You attempt to go in, but something prevents you, even as a glass door permits you to look within, but not to enter. What is preventing you from entering is your ego. The deepest, darkest realm is the abode of the Supreme Self, and none other can exist there. So, if you wish to enter into the presence of the divine, you will need to discard all notions of separation and all notions of individuality. When you say, "I am a thought," who is the I? You must forget the ego I now and be a thought. Therefore, allow the mind and its thoughts of separation, worries, anxieties, etc., to subside as you discover the essence of who the I is referring to deep down. Leave the mind behind. Its thought cannot help you now. Feel and experience the silence of the quiet mind and allow yourself to melt into the cosmic mind. Reflect thus. This vast universe, stars, this body, all this is me. I am the universe. I am the gods and goddesses. I am the divine self. Become one with the peace and emptiness. Now there is only awareness, pure consciousness. No thoughts reach you. And this is perfect being. Now you are entering into the realm of absolute darkness, the realm of a star. Remain in this place of peace and tranquility for as long as you like. When you are ready, gently return to normal body consciousness and slowly move your limbs as you rise, paying your respects to the mentors with upraised hands, uttering the closing words of power, and leave the meditation area feeling that divine grace has fallen upon you and will be with you throughout the rest of your day. New Pool Spa. All my sorrows said, hey. 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 As you commune more and more with the divine, your awareness will increase gradually, and you will achieve greater and greater control of your thoughts, emotions, mind, and senses until you are in complete control and experience abiding spiritual awareness. This is the state of enlightenment. May you discover the glory of meditation. Om Ete Te 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 Te. Om Peace, 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 Peace. Te Te.
have closing announcements. In order to learn more about Chetak Netra, visit www.egyptianyoga.com and register for a free membership at our new interactive website. Your free membership allows you to enjoy a continuous stream of devotional hymns, new articles, videos, Q&A about Kemetic culture, spirituality, and lifestyle, which includes ancient teachings presented by our temple high priest and priestess. Be sure to access our blog talk, Chetak Netra archives for inspirational programming, such as our Glorious Light Meditation, Kemetic Life Skills series, and many others. Join us for evening devotional service each Thursday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Time with Shems Ptah Mut Ankh and Shems Baket Asura. While in Atlanta, Georgia, please visit the Temple of Horu located at 6099 Patilla Way, Lithonia, Georgia, for Sunday devotional worship presided over by Priest Uepsetna Nebura. For further information, contact him at 678-437-7768, or you can contact me at 919-370-0713. While in Charlotte, North Carolina, please visit the Temple of Amun for your Sunday devotional worship presided by Priest Uat Ratim. His number is 704-780-5769, or Umuti at 704-968-6200. Please check your emails for directions on how to join Seba Ma on Saturday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern Time for this new lecture series based on his new book, Egyptian Book of the Dead, Hieroglyph, Translations Using the Trilinear Method. Save the dates for this year's Winter Natarian Conference to be held from December the 29th, 2016 to January the 1st, 2017 at the Calvin Center, 13550 Woosley Road, Hampton, Georgia, 30228. A 2016 trip to Kemet, Egypt is planned for October the 1st, 2016 through October the 10th, 2016. For more information or to register, send an email to EgyptianYoga@AOL.com. Devotionals moving to different format in July 2016. Starting in July 2016, we will no longer be using blogtalkradio.com. However, you may join the devotional worship program using freeconferencecall.com. Be sure to register your email on EgyptianYoga.com to be on the email list to receive the instructional on how to listen in. This concludes our devotional worship program. You may now partake of your offering. Thank you for joining us. Be sure to join us next week at the same time for Chetak Netra worship program. On behalf of Seba Ma, Dr. Muata Ashby, and Seba Jah, Dr. Karen Ashby, and the Temple of Oset, Temple of Chetak Netra, I am Shems Haru, along with Shems Arit Neti S. Mary Mati, and Shems Tut Aku Asa Aset Ma'at. Wishing you an abundance of happiness, peace, and blessings, Ankh Uja Seneb, which means life, vitality, and health. Please stay tuned for closing prayer. Hetep.
Hetep. In the coming week, let us recall these most auspicious teachings, which remind us that human consciousness is a reflection of divine consciousness in the pool of gray matter which composes the brain and nervous system. The ab in the heart is the heart, or seat of the mind, and it is in the mind where the soul, the Ba, reflects. Rex I am Ab A Sekim Ab Im Hatia. Rex I am Ab A Sekim A Im Hatia. Rex I am Ab A Sekim A Im Hatia. Rex I am Ab A Sekim A Im Hatia. I know my heart. I have gained power over my heart. Hetep.